take my gloves off first. It is freaking bloody cold in here, man. So you want to be me? Wish you had my life? Guess you didn't know when I was on my second foster home. I guess you didn't know where I was for that year I didn't come to high school. I've heard the rumors about why I disappeared. Have you? Did you hear about the time the cops came and I couldn't go home for a while? All you got to see was the teenager with perfect hair and perfect makeup, only because mom made me dress that way and punished me when I didn't. Deadly silence, pregnant with pain, I never knew when it would reach out and grab me by the back of the collar to suck me in. Bottled rage turned tactile on its target. I was that target. I wish I could slice my face with a razor blade into tiny little pieces. I wish I had scars covering my entire face so that you could really see what it's like to be me, so that you could turn your face in pity and disgust. You tell me I'm strong, but I wonder what you'd really think if you only knew my life. The painful self-consciousness that plagues me with every turn. Its beady black eyes watching my every move, hawking me, stalking me, pushing, pulling, grasping, ripping, nowhere to go, can't outrun it, can't live with it. Shame and guilt, its constant companions in the street gang whose colors are black on black, roaming the streets at night and trading shifts for the day, searching for me, devouring me. The constant dark shadow that follows me everywhere. The anxiety that haunts my dreams and dogs me in reality. The ghost that teases me and then turns the corner and disappears just when I thought I would finally catch up with it. It's like being told, you can do anything. And when you make a move to get out of the chair to do it, you get smacked down so hard your head swims. It's like you're the fastest runner, but you're not allowed to win. Do you know of the nights I woke alone, screaming and sweating? Do you know about the day I repeated over and over to myself, I will not cry. I will not cry. I cried anyway. Crushed by the weighted rocks of blame and judgment. Fear of death looming in the night shadow, circling like a scavenger, waiting for me to collapse so that it could pick my bones clean. I am what is left, the skeleton who dances the macabre dance of the somewhat dead. In the life before this, my world was broken kicks to shattered ribs and bruised faces, dirty bars in the back seats of old rusted cars, long drinking days that ran into long drinking nights, smoke and dust and puke and just plain grime. This was the world I inhabited like a comfortable old skin. I long for it sometimes. I long for the stench and the comfortable burn in my stomach. I yearn for the sagging lines of day-old faces, the desperation that lives and breathes in that room as palpable as my very heart beating. There was a memory long forgotten there, the memory that once was joy, now slathered in sorrow. They say that one door doesn't close without the other one opening, but they don't tell you about the long, dark hallway in between. This has been my life, the life lived in between.